Could you please introduce yourself? What is the idea behind Public Movement?
My name is Alina Katzoff, and I'm here as the Director of Strategy and Protocol for Public Movement. I'm here on behalf of Dania Halomi, who's the Director of Public Movement, which is a research performance group based in Tel Aviv. And I'm here with my colleague Hagar Ophir, who's the Public Movement agent performing the debriefing session today.
Your theater piece is a one-to-one performance. Why did you choose that form?
We chose that form very specifically. It has a lot to do with the kind of information that's shared during the debriefing session. We feel very strongly that we are presenting an account of our research, which is very different than presenting an authoritative position or even an ideological or political position. So we wanted to come up with a format where we could share the information and in a way and in a manner where that process of sharing the information actually becomes politically activated. So we wanted to activate the information, not just share it.
Why did you choose Debriefing Session 2 as a title for your performance?
So debriefings actually as a format were generated during World War II when the United States Air Force was starting to send their pilots into the field. And for the first time in military history, the commanding officers weren't on site to see what happened. And so they had to come up with a method to report back to commanding officers what took place during combat. And we were intrigued by that format. The idea is that during a debriefing session in the military, typical hierarchies are suspended, so you can report back in an objective way without being afraid of being reprimanded for contradicting a superior officer. So the idea of the debriefing session is that it's an intimate space where you can report the actual account of what took place, irregardless of what political assumptions you may carry.
Was there any debriefing session one?
Yes, there was. Debriefing session one came out of a two-year project we did at the New Museum in 2011 for the triennial curated by Angie Ju. And it was a long-term project called Salons Birthright Palestine ? That investigated the possibility of doing a Birthright Palestine trip and what that might mean. And the outcome of the project and debriefing session one is largely about the financial relationship between the American-Israeli lobby, Birthright Israel, and culture programs that support Israeli artists abroad. And it looks extensively at the boycott, divestment, sanction movement.
There is also a double agent in your play that embodies identity. What is identity for you?
I would answer that question by saying that Public Movement as an organization is interested in the relationship between cultural identity and nation building. So what we're looking at always are the ways that the notion of culture or the realities, the infrastructure, the institutions that support culture are also supporting a construct of national identity and the way that these two things sit in relationship to each other.
What is the connection between theater, art, and politics, in your opinion, when it comes to the conflict between Israel and Palestine?
I think there are a lot of ways to answer that question. Maybe today, the way I'll answer it is to say that art and cultural is generally used, whether obviously or more subversively, in support of political paradigms. The same is true for national identities, points of conflict. So what we're always interested in are how we can engage the systems that support arts and culture to directly address the questions that are at the core of those problems and struggles. So as a body, as a performative research body, Public Movement is politically motivated in that way. Our priority is research and information and understanding how different cultural positions prioritize some research and information over others in support or against a political position. So we want to be engaged in a process of deconstructing those positions.